hopefully they'll be educated and ready to make some good decisions for our kids.
You have an event coming up September 20th.
We do. We talk a lot about education reform. A gentleman named Corey DeAngelis is one of the national leaders in reforming education, and it'll be next Monday, the 20th, at the Albuquerque Museum. That is the art museum down in Old Town. You can find out more about that event at riograndefoundation.org/, or just go to riograndefoundation.org and go to the events tab and find out more about the events. If you need information, give us a call, 505-264-6090. That's 505-264-6090. But it's available at the Rio Grande Foundation's website as well.
You know, I've decided that if United can get the mayor to build a new soccer stadium for him, I'm going to see if I can get some new outdoor basketball courts for 63-year-old guys to play on. What do you think?
You know, you might as well give it a shot. We are swimming in money. They have more money in Santa Fe than they know what to do with. And obviously the United Stadium is going to come from taxes at the city level. And we don't know all the ins and outs of that. And that's one of the things that we and others have expressed the most concern about is we've got $50 million in bonds, which is debt. You know, there may not be a tax increase on the ballot, but anytime you're voting on a bond issue, whether it's for your local library or your schools or a soccer stadium, you're talking about debt and taxes that are just postponed into the future. And I'm not telling people how to vote, but it is a fact of life. Now, the United Stadium is unique because it is a singular project, and we don't really have the full understanding of where it's going to be built. We know somewhere in downtown how much those property owners are going to want for those properties. We don't know where the extra $20 million, because this is expected to cost $70 million. And if anything,
Paul, if they've guesstimated it's going to cost 70, it's going to cost 100.
Yeah. And that's another thing is where's all the money coming from once you get past this $50 million bond. So there are so many questions that are left undiscussed in this bond measure that we are doing our best to educate folks. And again, this is on the fall ballot. So when you go vote for mayor, when you go vote for city council, vote for school board, also the United will be on that ballot. And I think there's a lot of questions to be asked about that particular issue.
Okay, different subject. You correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe this is true. I think that Paul Gessing would like to see the investment that the state of New Mexico has made in Spaceport America. I think he would like to see it be profitable, bring jobs to our state, and be a wonderful thing. And we were all kind of excited back in July. I don't know if Paul Gessing was included in this statement, but again, I think you want it to be successful, but you've been skeptical. And I was all excited about the space race again. Mm-hmm. It was really kind of fun. But I guess Sir Richard Branson's now getting his hands slapped. He's done some bad things.
Well, it's even more complicated than that, if you can imagine, Jim. I did watch. We were in the D.C. area, actually on a family vacation this summer when Richard Branson's space launch from TRC left. And it looked pretty successful at the time, although the FAA has a few more words about that. But get this. So as a small government libertarian-leaning guy, my view is that the taxpayer dollars that we used at the state level was a waste of money. That being said, it's in the ground. Now we've spent the money. I want it to succeed. And I'm a big supporter, broadly speaking, of the federal, of the shift from the federal government, from NASA and bureaucracies and taxpayer financing of space to private companies. So whether it's Branson or Bezos or Elon Musk, what these guys are doing is really exciting and neat to see them working in a cost-effective, private sector-friendly way to get Americans and others into space. So that's all awesome. But it doesn't take away from the point that we probably should have never used taxpayer dollars in one of the poorest states in the country to build a space flight center in southern New Mexico. For over, it really is close to $275 million now, give or take. And now Branson has had his wrist slapped again. Now, we knew that Branson and Virgin Galactic were going to not launch their current flights with paid customers on them until next summer. Late next summer is what they've been saying. Well, we've got to revamp the spacecraft and we've got to make some changes to make these things really ready for prime time. Okay, fine. But now the FAA said, you flew outside of your protected, your airspace that you said you were going to keep this spacecraft in. And they had, potentially you could have had deadly serious issues with other aircraft in the area or something. And I don't know how much of a threat that really is. You know, I've flown on flights and you sometimes see another plane out the window and you're like, oh, you know, that's kind of close, but it's not that big of a deal because you're far enough away. You're at a different altitude or whatever. Well, the FAA takes this stuff very seriously. Not only do they take that very seriously, but from the articles I've read, Virgin Galactic did not self-report this to the FAA. The FAA had to go and figure this out for themselves, which you and I have been to school. Anyone who's been in school knows that if you get caught doing something bad by the teacher, it's much better for you to own up to it and get whatever's coming to you, same with your parents, than for them to have to go through the legwork of finding you guilty. And so I don't know. I don't know what this delay is going to do or how long this is going to be.
I think we've only got about 2 minutes That's left. Fine. So this is going to be a tough one to answer. But does this sound familiar? California closes its coal-fired electrical generating stations and has brownouts all summer long, especially last summer during COVID. We take all of our military out of Afghanistan before we leave, before removing all of our citizens and those who helped the United States. I just want you to tell me what's common about all of this. Now New Mexico is deciding that we're about to close down our coal-fired generating station. Are we soon to have the same problems that all these other states have had with these kinds of things?
Definitely the electrical grid in New Mexico faces some issues. PNM said recently, and it's all quoted in the Santa Fe New Mexican, you can find it on our blog, heirsofenchantment.com, that they, once the coal-fired power plant and the San Juan generating station in the Four Corners closes down next June, so next June, we're within a year now, that they could have some serious issues with brownouts and electricity stability. California, having many of the same issues, going the same direction with renewables, said, hey, we want to keep our grid going. We don't want to have brownouts and blackouts. So they are building, at the cost of $171 million per, 5 natural gas-fired electricity plants. Some of the existing plants were just mothballed, so they've been getting rid of those, and now they're spending more money. It's very expensive. It is very difficult to get to where folks want to get in terms of green electricity as quickly as they want to do it. And I would just say, beware, be careful, watch ahead.
RioGrandeFoundation.org, great resource for you as a voter. Please go there, do the research, and we hope that you will vote. Coming up in less than 60 days, got elections happening all around New Mexico. Thank you for joining us, Paul.
Thank you. Always good to be here, Jim.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosque Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosque Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.